Well, good morning. Here we are. Beginnings and endings. Endings and beginnings. We start the journey of Lent today. And in order to start the journey of Lent, we end our journey through Epiphany. That time after the birth of Christ where we ponder and meditate and reflect on the light that came into the world. The light that is in each of our hearts. The light that we are encouraged to nurture and allow to shine and illuminate our path. The light we are to reflect back to others as we seek the light in their hearts. The light that Jesus manifested as he came up out of the Jordan River when he was baptized by John, and the dove descended upon him, and the loud voice came from the heavens, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." Why was that light sent into the desert? What is this journey about Jesus, or this journey, what is it about? In the godly play stories that the children are hearing right now, we often tell desert stories. And you've heard me say this before, they begin like this. The desert is a dangerous place. It's always moving, so it's hard to know where you are. There's little water, so you get thirsty, and you can die if no water is found. Almost nothing grows there. So there's almost nothing to eat. In the daytime, it's hot and the sun scorches your skin. In the night, it is cold. And when the wind blows, the sand stings when it hits you. The desert is a dangerous place. People do not go into the desert unless they have to. And yet, Jesus, still dripping from the waters of the Jordan, owning the mantle, knowing his identity as God's Son, seeing his mission in the world, was led by the Spirit into the desert. Why? The why is so important for us because the life of Jesus is an archetype for the spiritual journey that each of us take. It may very well be the archetype for the journey that we all take each and every day throughout our lives. You see, when you go into the desert, you are stripped of everything you know, everything that you rely on. And so you must feed on the Word of God. You must rely on God for your safety. You must rely on God to guide you. You must deepen your relationship in the being of God. And that is what Jesus was doing for those 40 days and those 40 nights, as he was letting this identity as beloved child of God soak in. He was beginning to embody it. He was beginning to understand his relationship with God, to trust God, to guide him, to lead him, to feed him, to protect him. And so as he comes to the end of this time in the desert, he faces these temptations. Eat this loaf of bread. Cast yourself down. Bow down to me and I will give you anything and everything. And these temptations are metaphors for the obstacles that we face each and every day of our lives as we begin our journeys. They are the obstacles that we must overcome, the obstacles of fear, the obstacles of concern for our very survival, the obstacles of hubris. I know who I am. I got this. Everybody just needs to listen to me. Right? The obstacles of power, that desire for power that can distract us from listening to the still small voice of God. You know these? I know them. How many times have I sat at home and listened to the voice of God and been inspired and I'm on my way out the door and then another little voice comes in my head and says, yeah, but that might not work. And so I go back and I watch TV. Right? Or we feel really called to a new vocation. And everyone thinks we're crazy and we might not succeed and we might not have enough money to eat, and so we don't. Right? These obstacles of hubris and desire for power and fear and survival, they get in our way of doing God's work in the world. And they get in our way of deepening our relationship with Christ. And so we are given this Lenten time to meditate on these obstacles and to develop spiritual practices that helps us to remove these obstacles from our lives and to take on practices that draw us into relationship with Christ. That's the Lenten journey. And the reason that Jesus was able to look at these temptations and turn away from them is because he had been feeding on God's word and letting God's word feed him. He had been trusting in God for these 40 days and 40 nights. And so we both are beginning new journeys. And we can take these lessons with us, not just for our Lenten journeys, but for the journeys ahead of us. We've been talking about how you will move into a fallow time. We made it sound really beautiful and ideal, where the things can get still and you can hear the voice of God and how all the seeds that have been planted can come to fruit. And that will happen. But don't doubt that sometimes that beautiful fallow time will feel a little bit like wandering in the desert. And when you catch yourself wandering in the desert, guess what you're going to do? You're going to default to those behaviors that separate you from God. You might get scared. You might decide that you know best and you're just going to take control and lead everybody wherever you think they should go. Right? There might be a desire for power, or there might just be concern that we're never going to make it. But you will, because the light of Christ burns brightly in your hearts. And so you'll overcome those temptations because you're going to be feeding on the Word of God and trusting in God for your safety and letting God be your one true love, knowing that God will accompany you and lift you up will be your life. And so you will make it through this desert time. I will make it through my desert time. We will make it through this Lenten journey. And at the end of this Lenten journey, God willing, we will all be a little closer to Christ. We'll all be dwelling in God's heart, embraced by God's arms, abiding in that same love, that love that encompasses time and space. In that love where we can never be parted.